everybody. Cal Banion here. Cal Banion's Hypnosis Cetera. Once again with L. Ron Ferguson. If you're watching this video anywhere except CalBanion.com, you want to go there right now. And you know why? Because right below this video, right down there, there's more text. There might even be some graphics. And there's definitely some links that will help you to get more out of this video program. Hey, while you're there, why don't you check out Be a VIP Member? What that means is you'll get instant access to all 200-plus hypnosis training programs that we have on the site. You can just go down the list, pick out what you want, and so on. Hey, let me tell you about L. Ron. L. Ron Ferguson is one of my co-teachers here. He's a hypnotherapist at the Banion Hypnosis Center. He's a true one percenter. He really knows what he's doing. He is king of age regression. He knows all about forgiveness work, parts mediation work. He really knows what he's doing. And if I had someone that was in this area, Orange County, that needed work, I'd send him to L. Ron. How you doing, L. Ron?
I'm doing good, Cal. Thanks for the plug. I really am falling in love with my work all over again.
You know, really, you don't need a plug. You're so busy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you're practically turning clients away left and right.
Tell me about it. I know. I have been really busy. I've been so busy. It's been great. It's really been great. 2011 is awesome. I mean, like I said, I'm really, right now I think I'm at the point where I feel like I'm falling in love with my work all over again.
Wow.
Which has been a really interesting process, you know, because things wax and wane. I mean, I've always loved my work, really, but I'm finding that initial level of enthusiasm that I got and I had when I first got in this business coming back in a different flavor now. And you're a big part of that, Cal. I mean, every day I'm here, I just think back of how much I've learned, and every time I have a good session, I think of everything that I've learned from you, and every time I implement a process, and something that I say, I think, Cal would probably say that. I can't believe I'm saying this.
That's right. Who's your hypno daddy?
Anytime I do that, every time I do that and have a little laugh to myself, you know, I go, oh, God, I sound so much like Cal. Oh, God, what am I doing? I have a moment of gratitude. And so for those of you that don't know who Cal is, Cal is a fantastic synthesis of everything great about hypnotherapy. And he packaged it all up in what we call 5-Path. He's the inventor of a process called 7th Path self-hypnosis that is a fantastic, provocative self-hypnosis approach that does everything 5-Path does but in the privacy of your own mind. And if I know anybody that I think is out of my league, I'm going to send them to you, Cal. What do you think about that?
All right. So, like, especially if they're, like, demons and devils and scary stuff like that.
Oh, no. I want the first shot of that stuff. I like that stuff. You know me.
I suppose you'd keep all the UFO stuff to yourself, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do. I'll have to tell you that story later on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So, where are we at?
Well, we're still on our controversial kick, which is what I think we're going to be doing for some time, and we're about to segue into the next topic, so...
Wait! I have an idea. I'm going to throw something at you.
Okay.
No, you love that.
Thanks a lot, Cal.
That L. Ron, he likes to shoot from the hip. Hey, did you watch the... You know, actually, right now, as we're recording this, there's only been one of the episodes up on the Larry Ellman, so... L. Ron has not seen the second episode yet, but so what was that like for you watching Larry Ellman?
It was great. It was great. I mean, it was really fascinating to get some of the background and just kind of, I felt like I was in the cockpit of history. It was cool.
Yeah, you're going to like number two even better, which is going to be posted tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow, our live time, but we're actually recording this probably about 2 weeks later. What we're recording right now will be published 2 weeks after. So, you know, it's a crazy mixed up recording world. All right. So you asked me to do the one about children, right?
Take it away.
All right. So controversial topic: working with kids. Why should you work with kids? I mean, That's where it starts off with. And who's qualified to work with kids? And should parents sit in on sessions? Is age regression appropriate for those little curtain-climbing, crumb-snatching lawn monsters that we call children? Should hypnotists report abuse? If you do forgiveness work and they express anger, is it okay for those little curtain-climbing, crumb-snatching law monsters to use bad language? That's what I want to cover today. All right. So, now, as I usually mention with these controversial topics, we are not lawyers. We're not practicing law. We're not doctors. We're not practicing medicine. You need to know the laws where you live, and you need to know the ethical standards under which you are operating. Of course, I always recommend that you become a member of the National Guild of Hypnotists and be certified by them and conform to their ethics. I believe that is the right thing to do. But let's now look at children. And once again, L. Ron and I, we reserve the right to change our minds when confronted with new information, insights, and ideas on the topic. And if you have some insights, ideas, or disagreements with us, put them right below, down there in the comments section. We want to hear from you. I think that these controversial topics has got us more comments than we've ever had from anything. So here we go, stirring it up. Why work with kids? Let me think about it. I don't have to think too long. I have three good reasons why you should work with kids. If you are the kind of person that likes to work with kids, and even more so if you like working with kids, when is the best time to help someone overcome their problem? When they're 4 or when they're 40, 5 or when they're 50? Obviously, sooner is better. So there's a good reason for working with kids. Another good reason for working with kids is if you're going to select a population to kind of specialize in, why not specialize in the population that's the easiest to work with? Those, as people get older, they get more and more stuck in their ways, better at defending their problems and that sort of thing. So kids are easier. And third, if you are going to kind of specialize in a population or have a population that you certainly wouldn't want to turn away, it would be the one that has the most money. Now, I know you're thinking, kids, how can they have the most money? When your adult population walks in one at a time to become your client, typically there's just one wallet or purse. But when the child walks in, that little kid, he's got access to more money than usually an individual. How many times have we heard a parent say, oh, I would never spend that kind of money on myself. But if little Johnny or Susie needs the help, then they would find the money. Either mom or dad or stepmom or stepdad, or it'd be grandmother, grandfather, uncle, big brother, all these sources of income. So it's actually a more lucrative market because there's always money for the kids. All right, so that's why you should work with children. Who's qualified? Well, again, you need to know the laws where you work. But if you're working with kids with normal everyday problems, then the normal everyday hypnotist who's been well-trained and certified and experienced should do fine working with kids. You just need to keep it simple. The five pathers are quite well ready to work with kids because they would just use the same process they would use with adults, except perhaps the induction would be a slightly different, something tailored for a child if they are more the youngest children who are still very childish in their thinking. Let's see. Let me stop right there. Is there anything you want to add to any of that, Elron?
Not necessarily, Cal. I'm just waiting for you to get into the juicy.
Okay.
The juicy part.
Here's another one. Should parents set in on sessions? Do you have an opinion on that?
Yes, I do. And my opinion is no, they shouldn't. And here's why. I mean, you have a lot of concern that happens frequently with parents. They go, oh, well, you know, my kid's going to be in there, and, well, my kid's going to feel more comfortable when I'm in there, and, well, I want to know what's going on and what you're doing, and after all, it's hypnosis. And that just means that we have to educate and make sure that they're at ease with all of that, the parent and the child, have them sit in on a pre-talk together or watch a video together about the truth about hypnosis, make sure that they're prepared properly, and if they're prepared properly, then that shouldn't be a concern. Okay, but why not let them sit in? Well, a lot of the kids' problems come from their environment. I mean, kids are pretty much a product of their environment, all right? Just with your pure, you know, attachment theory, behavioral psychology, developmental psychology, all that stuff, most of the problems are coming from the environment that they're in, and that parent's a part of that environment. And if you want the child to feel free to talk about anything with you, and you want to honor the confidentiality between you and that child, and they're going to edit themselves if the parent's in the room. Why don't you flesh that out more, Cal?
Well, I really totally agree with that. And one of the things I would keep in mind is this is a controversial topic. It's talking about the pros and cons, and it's not really a training on how to work with kids. You know, there's an app for that. No, there's not really an app for that. But there is a DVD course for that, and I would recommend the one we have by Kathleen Scottmeyer. And what I'll do is, what the heck, I'm going to put a link right down below this video on calbanion.com, and for a period of time, 7 days until next podcast goes up, I'm going to put 20% off on that How to Work with Kids video. Excellent video series on how to start helping kids, because we're really not going to have time in this little 20-minute episode to teach you how to work with kids. What kind of, for example, when is age regression, how to do age regression with kids, how to do forgiveness therapy with kids, common problems to work with kids, and hypnotic inductions for kids. That's not what this is about. We really want to talk about things like, is it appropriate? What would you do in this situation? That kind of thing. So I totally agree with you, Elrod, on that. Now, how about, is age regression appropriate for kids? How do you feel about that?
I think that it is. I mean, doing age regression with kids is pretty different because they're so highly suggestible. I mean, I've had experiences doing age regression with children where you just say, okay, and now I want you to be at that time when blank and, you know, or just, but okay, how do you feel now? Okay, now just be at the first time you felt that way, and what's happening, and what are you thinking? And they can just be there instantly and have good revivifications. The pros of doing age regression with children is that the mind is so fresh, you can unplant that seed very easily. And they're so highly receptive. And sometimes children can be very, very insightful. Now, some of the difficulties that might arise with doing that is that they just don't have the cognitive ability to understand what's going on or what you're doing, and so you might want to try other techniques or other ways to work around that. But yeah, definitely. I mean, if a good age regression, if done appropriately, even with a child, is going to benefit them. It's going to have them leaving feeling much more complete about whatever it is you did. I mean, they're going to benefit from it, so why not?
That's right, and kids will respond in a very excellent way to the time tunneling technique.
Oh yeah.
And when you take them back that tunnel and they come out in that earlier event and you continue to go back to find ISC, one of the things that that, you know, might be controversial here is that since the children don't have the same kind of insight as the adult client when you're doing insight work, where we take the grown-up back to do the informed child work with the younger aspect of themselves, then what we need to do is build enough rapport with the child so that they will allow you to provide insight. And that might be kind of controversial. I mean, who is the hypnotherapist to do that? But I would think that if you stayed within the obvious realm of kind of reality, then it would be okay to do that. Elrod, what do you think about should hypnotherapists report abuse if they find it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you find abuse, well, I mean, it depends.
Now you just went from absolutely to it depends.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And let me clarify that.
Okay.
Absolutely, if you can prove that it's true. I mean, if the kid's got bruises all over their body and I think that you should report it. But if it's just testimonial evidence, then you're going to be under a hands-tied position much as
okay, so if the child has a regression, let's say you have a 10-year-old child, and they go back to 5 years old.
Yeah, completely inadmissible.
And the ISC is the child is reliving being touched in private places by a babysitter.
Completely inadmissible.
Okay, so you wouldn't report that?
Well, if it was by the babysitter, I'd tell the parent. You know, I'd say, hey, you know, this came up, this happened. What would you do, Cal?
Okay, again, you need to know the laws about where you practice. And here's a little thing you can do, is you could call the Child Protective Services or if you happen to already know a psychologist, a licensed psychologist in the area, someone that's licensed. Because one of the things that licensed professionals are well educated in is how to handle these kind of situations. And what you do is you say, Doc, I'd like to run a hypothetical by you. Came up in conversation. And then just tell them about the situation in a as a hypothetical, and they can give you some really good guidance for where you live and where you're working so that you can do the legal thing. Now, that's kind of where you should be right there. Now, in your heart, you should do the ethical thing, and you should do what you'd like to have done to you. I mean, if you were a child and you were in that situation and you had reported to a trusted adult, how would you like to have it handled? So you need to know how you need to handle it according to the laws of where you live and any kind of ethical constraints or guidelines for organization. Like, for example, if you're a nurse, there's ethical guidelines on this. If you're a psychologist, there's ethical guidelines on this, and proceed appropriately. But and I agree that if it was a babysitter, I would probably tell the parent that this has come up. But if it was a parent, then I would depending on where I lived, I would do the hypothetical with some Child Protective Services or a psychologist or someone like that in the area and find out what the proper legal protocol is. All right. Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I just say, you're absolutely right, Cal. I mean, what we want to do in our hearts is one thing, but you have to do what is going to actually help that child at the end of the day. And sometimes if you just tell somebody or disclose this in the wrong way, it's going to ultimately end up exacerbating and hurting the situation, and there might be worse off than they would have if you hadn't said anything at all. And so know the laws, know what to do, and we're not advocating that you should do things one way or the other way. When I say absolutely, I'm just telling you what's in my heart, like Cal talked about. You know, I'd want to report abuse if I found it, and that if I could verify it through as many different means as possible, because what happens in the office, you're dealing with somebody's subjective perceptions, even a child. Who knows, they might be lying. You just never know. You don't know, and so you're going to have to find as many means as possible as verifying the validity of things of that nature. And going with the law, talking to social workers, getting other advice, asking for help as you approach that treacherous territory.
Excellent. Now, here's another one. I got my little clipboard. You see me looking down here all the time.
I like the way you're throwing them all at me first. Yeah, that's nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. That way I can straighten you out if I don't agree.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
I want you to look as good as possible.
Setting me up like a domino. Throw it at me. I'll take it.
Okay, should their parents get sessions if their parents are the real problem?
the short answer is yeah, that would be great. The way that you suggest that, you want to do with as much finesse as possible. Okay, I mean...
Give us an example of some finesse.
Okay. Well, you said to me that you'd do anything for your kid, right? Anything, yeah. You care about your kid, right? And she's a really good kid, isn't she? Would you even consider getting sessions yourself? Maybe that's a way to finesse it. You can finesse it in your own way. I'm being a little cheesy with the way
you kind of stole that from me.
Did I steal that from you?
Yeah. As in most of the stuff you do that works. Okay.
Oh, you know what? I would have done that anyway.
All right. We need to be serious because we're talking about kids.
Absolutely. in all seriousness, hey, my inner child's coming out talking about children.
Okay.
However, you can finesse it. I mean, every parent's different. And some parents, that approach isn't going to work. You want to suggest it in other ways. Most of the time, that'll work. But that's a delicate situation to approach. I mean, sometimes they walk in the door and the parent, I mean, you can just tell from the interaction between the parent and child that the parent is the problem. From your typical common sense layman perspective, you know, 9 out of 10 people, when watching the way that this parent treats their child, would agree that you know, them yelling at their kid probably causes that kid to have a little bit of anxiety and a little bit of self-esteem problems. But yeah, they should absolutely get sessions. I mean, in a perfect world, the whole family would get sessions. That's where Virginia Sater, someone who's famous for doing a lot of family therapy and developing her own systems. She's also a large component of NLP. Virginia Sater got to the point in her career where she refused to work with an individual unless she could see at least another person in that family. Because, like, you know, you get the kid, you wash it off, okay, let's just assume that the kid is covered in dirt, you wash it off, and you send it back to play in the pig pen again. And people are a product of their environment, and we all are to a certain extent. That's just something that you have to deal with. Anything that you want to add to that, Cal?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Kids don't have the problem. Their problems are just reflection of the problem of the environment they're in. All right. That's it. Enough about that. We're a little bit over. I want to congratulate Miles, or Tim Timmons, who's got his picture on the cover of the National Guild of Hypnotists. I'm looking through this, and it reminds me that the National Guild of Hypnotists annual convention 2011 is coming up. It's an educational conference and exhibition. You need to be there. Look at that. You need to be getting the journal. If you're not a member of the NGH, you need to get there and be a member and go to the convention. One of the things I told L. Ron, I said 50%, I got this from somewhere else, of success is just showing up. I'll tell you what, if L. Ron had not been going to the Solid Gold Weekend and hanging around the office when Dr. Damon stopped by, Dr. Damon never would have got a chance to really know him and then offer him the opportunity to co-write a column with me in the National Guild of Hypnotists Journal of Hypnotism. So, gosh. Oh, look, they're advertising my book. I didn't even know that. There it is. But don't get it from them. Get it from me. All right. Anything else you want to say, Elron?
I think that quote is from Woody Allen.
Some mastermind like Woody Allen.
Woody Allen. I think he said it was like 70%. I don't know what it was. It's different percentages depending on who you talk to. I've heard a lot of different ones. But the thing about just showing up, that's all from Woody Allen.
Okay. He also said, I'm not afraid to die. I just don't want to be there when it happens.
That's right. He also said a lot of other things.
Or there might have been someone else that said that. I don't know. All right, wrap it up.
All right. Thank you for watching this podcast. I hope that this got your mind thinking about the topics at hand. If you have any other controversial things on your mind or questions that popped up in your head or bones you'd like to pick with us, or with me, go ahead and send it in. I'd love to have your two cents, whatever they are. If you want to learn more about 5-Path and 7th-Path self-hypnosis, check out hypnosiscenter.org. Check out hypnosiscenter.com. Be a 1%er. Learn some techniques that are great, just not good. Thanks for watching. I'm L. Ron Ferguson signing off.
All right. Thank you, L. Ron. This is Cal Banyan. Remember to check out my classes. Vets, until further notice, you get 20% off all of my live classes. It's my way of saying thank you. That's both veterans, American veterans, and active duty servicemen and women. Thank you so much. It's a time in the world where our military is very busy. Back when I was in the Air Force, we just had the Cold War, and there were no bombs flying, no bullets blasting back and forth. It was a winding down of Vietnam, and I had it pretty easy. But there's a lot of people out there right now that got it pretty tough. They got it tough because they're in war or pseudo-war or because they've just been separated from their families so much. So thank you. That's why we're giving you 20% off. That's it. Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan
and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.